You're listening to the Daily News Podcast, brought to you by BigRapidsDailyNews.com, and I'm Steve Gove. A bill sponsored by Republican State House Representative Michelle Hoidinga of Manton would allow law-abiding citizens to carry concealed pistols without obtaining a government-issued permit is making its way through the legislature. The bill was approved by a House Judiciary Committee. Hoidinga's legislation is part of a four-bill package that removes the penalties for carrying a concealed pistol without first obtaining a license. The city of Big Rapids recently received recognition for its Baldwin Street Bridge project. That project won the 2017 Project of the Year Award from the Michigan chapter of the American Public Works Association in the category of industrial infrastructure improvements for structures between $5 and $25 million. Total cost for the bridge was $5.8 million. Officials received the award during a ceremony in Traverse City last week. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly says he's leading a ballot proposal to make the legislature part-time and have lawmakers paid similar to that of public school teachers. He's calling for limiting the legislature to meeting no more than 90 consecutive calendar days annually unless into an emergency session by the governor.
My initiative will open up service to so many more people, because it does not require a person to abandon their career out there in the real world in order to have an opportunity to serve.
It also calls for tying pay to teacher salaries and eliminating legislator pensions and health care after they leave office. Well, at the Mackinac Policy Conference, the governor and others will release a report from the 21st Century Economy Commission. That 20-member commission serves as an advisory body within the executive office of the governor. Members are charged with identifying priorities over the next 20 years, along with short-term and long-term action items to achieve the vision of Michigan's economic future. And the Senate has passed a bill that would afford Michigan jurors more pay for serving jury duty. The legislation would increase pay from $25 to $30 a day, and travel expenses would increase from 10 cents to 20 cents a mile. And that's news. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.